North Battleford, the North Battleford Fire Department is bracing for what may be a demanding second half of the year, as they prepare for another expected fire season in the city. According to Fire Chief Lindsay Holm, recent years have seen an average of 20 fires annually, with 2024 shaping up to fall within that range. In June, the fire department attended 5 structure fires, including one at a mobile home. This uptick adds to the department's workload, which has already handled 337 calls in the past 6 months. It was a very hard month for the fire department and also our community. We got 2 fatalities in our community and my heart goes out to those families as they mourn the loss, said Holm. Data presented to the City Council in a May to June report highlights a steady pace, with 8 residential fires reported thus far this year. Holm emphasized the difficulty in forecasting exact numbers but noted the department's readiness is based on historical trends. Are we adequately staffed when the pressure is on? Mayor David Gillen asked. During the council meeting, councillors discussed fire incidents and the broader spectrum of services provided by the fire department. One thing kept coming up at the fire chief's annual meeting. Fighting fires is just part of what a firefighter does, Councillor Bill Ironstand said. They handle everything from assisting with personal rescues to managing medical calls and traffic accidents. Councillor Greg Lightfoot highlighted the increased patrols by community safety officers and RCMP in downtown areas being appreciated by small business owners. I'm glad to hear that. When I was talking to a couple of owners and businesses out there, in the downtown area, said they're seeing many more patrols over the last 6 to 8 months, added Lightfoot. The council also addressed challenges posed by recent weather patterns, including excessive rainfall leading to rapid vegetation growth. We've had a lot of rain, and keeping up with yard orders has been challenging for both our fire department and residents, Gillen said. The fire department, in particular, has been stretched thin, responding not only to fires but also to accidents and other emergencies. There have been 8 paid on-call firefighters serving the community since 2015. We're lucky to bring on more, said Holm.